your home of grumbling, mumbling, and sports. Semi-live from a studio, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Yeah, guy.
Yo, Matt.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, super fly. That's all. just doing great, man. It's not a bad day. The week's been good.
It's still summer.
It's 120 degrees outside. It's perfect. Yeah, I got flies buzzing in my garage for no reason. I haven't had
Asian beetles.
I got to eat. The raspberries came back for the second time last year. Nice. All the Asian beetles ate them last year.
Nice.
Not this year. That's a win in my house. We are eating raspberries, dude.
Look at that.
Yeah,
farm to table you are.
I have right from the patch into my face. That is good times. That's a good show. Let's just talk about that. Let's talk about raspberries. What's your favorite thing to eat out of a garden there, guy? Just kidding. Let's talk about sports. How'd your Vikings do?
Anyway, how'd your Packers do?
Yeah.
It's not a win. Not really a loss, but a loss.
I'm not sure what the emotion... I've never... In professional sports, a tie only happens in football for me. I don't know how to deal with the tie ever.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
It's so...
I don't know why any professional sports has ties.
Yeah, I mean, soccer has a lot of ties, too. So I guess I completely glossed over most of soccer as ties, so I've adjusted there. But no, in football... You work all week. You work all game. I saw huge plays on both sides of the field on Sunday night.
Look at the stats.
I saw Micah Parsons after getting shut out pretty much the whole game by that.
That team knows that guy.
Yes. Yep. The line he was going against has seen all of his moves, knows all the tricks. The D-line coach knows. Everybody knows. And at the end of the. He caught Dak Prescott from behind, tripped him up, saved a touchdown. And so you get really, you're watching the game, you're watching the Packers drive down the field. Jordan Love was playing like...
So it was a defense fault?
Yeah. I mean, when you give up 40 and you don't win...
To Dallas.
To anybody. You give up 40 and you don't win, it's the defense's problem.
That spread was 7.5 points, too.
It was. Yes, it was. They should have been... The score should have been something like Packers 30, Dallas 17. That should have been the end of the game. It should have been fairly simple.
I mean,
but
what's his name was out. CeeDee Lamb was even out.
Correct. Yep. Dallas was missing.
George Pickens had a game.
George Pickens had a huge game. Dak Prescott looked like an MVP candidate, like he was a couple of years ago. He looked unbelievable.
Jordan Love didn't look bad.
Jordan Love didn't look bad. The numbers are better than Dallas. Basically, just let he didn't. Nothing went downfield.
Okay.
For him. Everything was underneath. Everything was underneath. Mm. Romeo Doubs had a huge game.
Three TDs.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah. No, that'll be if anybody is following fantasy football, that'll be the one.
All of a sudden, they'll be picked up everywhere.
You'll be chasing that all.
And nothing will happen.
Packer wide receivers, you'll be chasing those all year long. Yeah, Romeo Doubs out of nowhere.
Josh Jacobs
played pretty well. You know,
I mean,
again.
He says he had two touchdowns, 86 yards for rushing, but then he also had another 71 for receiving.
Yes. Yeah, he played fantastic. Yeah. You can't put this on the offense. The offense did their job. The defense once again.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at those the numbers from this Packer
third down
game.
Efficiency, 10 for 14 for Green Bay, 4 for 11
for Dallas.
Dallas,
yes, Dallas shouldn't have won.
Penalties
did it. A lot of penalties for the Packers. The turnover battle wasn't something.
Sacks,
I don't think they won.
Punts, fumbles lost. Green Bay lost a fumble. It looks like.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I mean the play of the game ended up being, if I'm not mistaken, it was a blocked extra point.
No.
That was returned for a safety. Was that in the Packer game that I was watching that?
I didn't watch the game.
It was 13-2 at a certain point.
Oh, interesting.
I think that was because that was a 3-point swing.
Hmm.
It was a great game. I mean, honestly, it was a fantastic day of football.
Sure.
All the way around. No. It started at 8:30 in the morning.
No, it did not.
No, it did. I forgot that there was an NFL football game. And I guess technically that's an NFL football game. You got to see Aaron Rodgers against the Vikings.
Yeah.
That was fun to see. You could see, I mean, it was vintage Aaron Rodgers for what that's worth, dinking and dunking all over the field. And you got to see a vintage, at this point, you got to see a vintage Kevin O'Connell performance, I'm convinced. The Vikings head coach and play caller, who's inarguably one of the best play callers in football, I think we'd agree on that.
Yeah, for sure.
Has had a really, really hard time figuring out offensive line protections for the last few years. You can say, well, injuries. And I get well, injuries. There doesn't seem to be a lot of change in the offensive. Kevin O'Connell knows who his offensive linemen are. He knows they're not good. Why you're not seeing more...
Well, the backups.
Or even the backup, right? Why, for me, it's...
It's always been the O-line.
I've seen Kevin O'Connell for the last couple of years with the right... The offense has never changed. Didn't matter if it was Josh Dobbs, Sam Darnold, Kirk Cousins, whoever it's been.
Right.
He's run this same system, and when it's on and when it works and when you have a quarterback and a line that sort of match up, it's fantastic to see. But until that happens, I think you got to put a little bit of responsibility for this loss on a Kevin O'Connell.
That's on everybody.
And to a general manager. I was just going to say, your general manager signing free agents who haven't quite worked out. We were excited
for... worked out because they've been injured.
We've been excited for this defensive line additions that the Vikings made in the offseason.
Defense has been all right.
We were excited for the offensive line additions that the Vikings added. That the interior of the line, to me, was supposed to win them a game or two this year.
Yeah.
And they haven't. They're still an incredibly talented roster.
I mean, look at Justin Jefferson. He had 126 yards.
Yep, they threw him.
Jordan Addison, 114 yards.
Almost had that touchdown at the end of the...
Right.
Yeah.
You know, Xavier Scott. I mean,
and Jordan, they still have Brian Flores on defense. Yeah, they still have somewhere
but
in
we
there.
But we had Van Ginkle was out. We've got a lot of starters out. Not that injuries should be excuse, but sometimes your stars, it's hard to replace them.
It's almost always hard to replace your stars. So maybe... So I said, it's...
Ask the Bengals.
Oh, man. You ask any team right now.
Ask the Ravens.
Ask the Ravens. Ask the any team who is missing a star player, except for Dallas. Like I said, they were missing CeeDee Lamb, and they did okay.
I mean, Minnesota came back in the fourth because they were down.
Yes, they were.
21-6. And all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, we always just go, okay, now we do this.
Mm-hmm.
They scored 15.
Carson Wentz was
came
functional.
Down to it. It came down to the end. I mean, but yeah. Steelers defense looked what they were supposed to be.
Steelers defense looked real good. Yes.
Yeah. Carson Wentz was so uncomfortable.
And granted, Carson Wentz hasn't looked comfortable as an NFL quarterback in about a decade. You know, he has
6 years.
It's been a while. It's only his sixth year. My gosh. I thought that guy had been in the league since Gino Toretta. I thought it's been a while, right? No? He just looks like an old man.
I think it's six.
I don't know. They just didn't. So does this... They got another game overseas. Again, right? They were Dublin last week, and they're Germany this time around, or
London.
England, London. Oh,
sorry.
No,
2016, Carson came in, so it's been longer.
And
9 years, but anyway.
Okay, but anyway. So, does what they're doing? Who are they playing on the road? Does any of this translate to where you think the Vikings are going to end up?
I mean, JJ is not going to start obviously this week.
Nope,
they're going to let him sit. Heal up. They want him to be completely healed. None of this. Maybe bring him in and then rush him back and then get injured again. It ain't going to help him.
No.
Ain't going to help anybody. The kid needs snaps. That's all it is. He needs experience.
Sure.
Needs to get comfortable. It's going to be... I was telling a friend of mine that's a devout Vikings fan like me. He says, I'll take 9-8 this year.
Yeah.
8. Whatever. At least if we're at 500, we'll be all right.
Somewhere between...
It ain't going to be 14. I mean, they're just...
10-7, it would be pretty great for you, battling for a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean, then, that the NFC North only gets, at best, 2 playoff teams?
Probably.
This year? Detroit looks like they're going to win the division again. There's nothing that tells me that Detroit's not the best team in the division. Does anything that you're saying tell me... Or should be telling me that the Packers are better than the Vikings?
I mean, the first two games they did.
Okay, now we're in, but we're at the fourth game of the season, right?
Your Packers are just so up and down.
We're at the quarter pole, and they are... I still don't know what they are.
I mean, when you lose to Cleveland, you shouldn't lose, you know?
No, no.
You shouldn't have lost to the Cowboys either. But that was a trap game, I think. I think it could have turned out.
Yeah.
You could have lost that game easily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know? But I don't know. It's going to be the Lions. It ain't going to be the Bears.
It's not. I was going to say, it's still not going to be the Bears unless they're going
to come down to Minnesota and Green Bay again at the very end.
Yeah. Okay, so Green Bay could be 10 to 12 wins then?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of disappointing to see a Vikings team go from
14 and 2
to 10 and 7 and say, well, that's okay to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, the problem has always been, aside from the O-line, has been our quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kirk Cousins didn't get us far enough.
No, no. You know,
it was always good for the regular season, but then...
I mean, what honestly, what is far enough as a Vikings aficionado, as you are?
He didn't get us in the playoffs. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, yeah, he'll get you there.
That's it?
He's a Ford Bronco. He'll get you there. He'll get you there.
A new sport.
But you're looking for a brand. You're looking for a new
edition.
I want
the Outlander. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. You're not looking for the 87 Bronco that fires up on...
I want us to get into the play. I mean, the minimum you should be is at the NFC Championship.
Okay, there you go.
That's really what...
That's good fandom right there, yeah.
That's really what it should be, no matter what. And it's not going to happen this year. Let's be realistic.
Mm-mm.
But JJ gets the experience. He gets, you know, gets the reps. They figure out whether or not he's the guy or not.
Yeah, the clock's ticking.
I mean, let's look at the two quarterbacks we passed on in the offseason.
Sure.
Sam Darnold.
He's functional.
He's looking really good.
Yeah, looking better than J.J. McCarthy.
Who's looking really good is Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones looks like, yes.
And that team is looking great.
Well, I mean, even in theory, you passed on Aaron Rodgers, and he looks okay.
We didn't pass on him. We just...
looked at each other from across the street and nodded and waved.
We talked.
Yeah, okay. Just catching up. Okay. That's fair. Packers for me, really, you hit it right on the head. They're everywhere. They're up and down. They're not. That to me isn't a 12-win team. That to me is a 10-win team. Also,
let's do this quick.
Oh yeah.
The NFC.
Mm-hmm.
Can they beat the Eagles?
No.
Commanders?
Maybe. Yes. Well, they did. So yes.
Did they? Oh.
Yeah. That was the second game of the year. It was. The Packers went 2-0 against real teams.
49ers? Probably.
Yes.
Seahawks.
Seahawks are that up-and-coming, have a real
Rams.
Defense.
Rams, Seahawks, and 49ers are all tied for first in the West, the 3-1.
I think the Packers are better. If the Packers are playing at Lambeau, they're better than the Rams. If they got to show up...
in Cali?
No, that's a tough environment. Matthew Stafford is a playoff quarterback. Could they beat him in the regular season? Yeah, probably.
Lions? Not now.
No, not even. Not even.
I think that first game, that very first win in that game was a fluke.
No, I think you're going to see something like when Detroit travels to Green Bay, you're going to see something similar to what Detroit did to Chicago the other week, where they beat them by 30-some points and just laid it to them.
Buccaneers.
Yeah. No, Buccaneers are a real team.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, so there it is. I mean, right now, Eagles are it. Really?
Sure. Yeah, so they could be that 12. I'm sure there's a team in here, like we're at the quarter of the season. There's some teams like the Cardinals that could get better.
I mean, the teams I enlisted, unless the Vikings get hot.
Oh, there's an if, though, right?
Any of their team, I mean, the Falcons did look good, and then now they didn't look good, and... Not the Panthers, not the Saints. Saints are going for a number one draft pick.
Yes.
Commanders, Cowboys, Giants. No. Nobody in that.
No, it's a little early. Nobody has thrown the season, has thrown the towel in on the season quite yet. If
New
you're
Orleans.
A franchise. New Orleans didn't even have a towel to start the season. they didn't have to even bother tossing it in. When you're any time in the NFL that you are starting a non-franchise quarterback, you're basically throwing the towel in on the season. That is really how I feel about the NFL. Yeah. If you're not playing your franchise quarterback, you're looking for him.
Any games that you really loved and it was like, oh, I wish I would have watched that game?
There was so much football on Sunday that I got to catch all sorts of bits and pieces.
I just
pieces.
Watch highlights all day.
Yeah, well, that's, yes. I do catch the red zone stuff where I have...
And I watched Monday night because I have availability, but...
Yep, no, I was, that's the thing, is I was watching Monday night football. I watched Sunday night football. I watched...
Chargers are looking all right.
Chargers are probably...
The Chiefs came back.
If not for injuries to the offensive line,
really?
And to everybody,
really?
The Chargers would be my favorite or best team in football.
What's the most surprise? The Colts?
The Colts are still the
number. Is that your surprise team? Like,
well, I mean, honestly, surprise to me is the Titans are so bad. The Tennessee Titans.
Did you see that interview?
Yes.
Oh, Cam
yeah,
Ward.
Yeah, man. The Cam Ward called his team butt, mostly, in an interview on TV when describing Cam Ward was the number one overall pick by the Tennessee Titans this year as the quarterback. And he basically said, well, our team is playing terrible.
Yeah.
Calls out.
He called himself out.
First and foremost,
yep,
called himself
which
out.
Which is, that's what you want.
The baseline, yep.
And everybody else down the chain.
And they look it, too. I've...
Callahan's probably on the hot seat.
Brian Callahan, their head coach, was apparently a real hot commodity 2 years ago when he got hired. Mm. He's looking a lot more like a Lane Kiffin of a hire, where he's just not qualified to coach an NFL franchise. He was an offensive line guy for the Bengals and whatever.
Yeah.
No, that team is... is terrible to watch. They're the energy. They've been on TV once. I've seen them play.
Not any worse than the Jets.
The Jets at least have some excitement to it. I like Justin Fields.
I
like Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall,
Miami?
And Braylon Allen.
Did you watch that game on Monday night?
Yeah, it's ugly. It's an ugly scene, man.
They hurt themselves like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
No matter who the coaching staff, no matter who's in there, they just
When they talk about culture, right? When you talk about it isn't a coach. That sets culture.
Yeah.
It's the players. It absolutely is. There is. You can see it on the Jets when you go through a 10-year period where your franchise is terrible. It's not the general manager. It's guys who just don't care enough to do all the little extra things, and you see it on some of these franchises. Yeah, no, they've been really, really Buffalo as a surprise good. Buffalo is fan. Buffalo.
Well, I don't think anybody. That's not a shock, though.
As good as they have played, they're to be the best team in football. I don't think there's any. They're gonna dominate. I feel like that's a team
at this point
that can go 16-1. That's a team that come all year.
I mean, they're 4-0, just like the Philly.
Yep.
Eagles.
The Eagles have.
They have their issues, though.
Yes. We said the same thing. We've been saying that about the Eagles for a couple of years now.
Yeah, but they win, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But what, no passing attempt in the second half?
Yeah, it's like a high school game. They were running like a high school offense. They would have accidently audibled into a pass once.
Brown is acting up again.
Again. It's weird when professionals of any sort are using
social media
emojis. And it's a news story. It's weird to me. If I had an issue at my job, I am not taking social media to put an emoji out there for the world to decipher. You generally want to have a conversation. So they're not doing that.
Well, who's going to have the conversation with?
Fair. That is true. In the world of pro sports, the athletes have the power because guaranteed contracts means they'll be there next year.
Is he going to talk to Jalen Hurts? Is he going to talk to...
You'd think. Nick Sirianni? There should
Sirianni?
Be friends, right?
Is he going to go up to the general manager and go, hey...
I mean, he's one of 50. There's only so many guys, so many people on the talk to. Yes.
But,
Teams with issues.
Yeah.
It's interesting when early in the season, you start to see these issues with these...
It's like having an employee at a restaurant that does really good, but has some issues outside. But you have to kind of go... it's fine.
Yeah, from the time they're in to the time
they
leave. Yeah,
when
the lights come on till the time they clean that flat top, they are A+. I don't know what they're doing anywhere. As long as they're bringing the A+, right?
Yeah.
As soon as they start dipping down to B+ levels, those issues become problems.
Yeah, but the same thing. I mean, same thing applies to.
So, what about you then? What's a surprise positive for you on the NFL season that makes you go, "Oh, I wouldn't have seen that coming"?
I mean, for me, it has been the Colts because we could have kept Daniel Jones as the backup, and he'd be playing right now.
And Shane Steichen, their head coach, was on the top three coaches I'd fire because they had an Anthony Richardson problem.
I don't think that was him. That was GM, and
I mean, having Anthony Richardson as your starting quarterback is a problem. So they
Yeah, you only played like 12 games between high school and college.
Yes. Yeah. 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 You know, so
that's a surprise. That's a surprise to start it. I mean,
I like seeing Jonathan Taylor succeed. Yeah. Jonathan Taylor is one of my favorite NFL players out of Wisconsin. Seems like a good guy. Was just was playing for a terrible franchise.
Yeah.
Kind of for, as a forgotten NFL player, he's one of the best, and he's playing like one of the best.
One of my kind of shockers is how bad the Ravens are.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yes. It is not just injuries that have made them bad.
That's not a horrible coach team. It's like there's a lot of stuff wrong with it.
Sometimes you get that feel like it was at the end of the Belichick era with the Patriots, despite talent.
How long has he been there? 15 years?
Yeah, he's been there. Gosh, how long ago was that the Harbaugh Super Bowl? Was 12 years ago?
But he's won what, one?
Yes, he's won one. He's won a Super Bowl. He's been there a long time, kind of like Tomlin.
Yes, exactly like Tomlin.
That division is full of old school coaches. They have been for a long time.
At some point,
their GMs have been there a long time. The franchise of the Ravens has been in place.
Right. At some point, that voice of whoever you think kind of just okay, yeah, we hear that. Mm-hmm. We hear that all the time. We've heard that before. Just
because
come on with something new.
No, that's they're an 0-4, right? Like 0-3, 1-3. They're 1-3. The record for 1-3 teams to make the playoffs is, you know, about 10%.
No, I don't even think that.
Right. It's low, very low.
I think it's way low.
If a team like, same thing with, who is it? There's those 1-3.
Browns, Texans.
Texans are, that's maybe we overvalued the Texans.
Yeah, maybe.
C.J. Stroud was clearly, based on so far, an overachiever that first year because he hasn't led the team to the next thing.
What I always say, those rookie quarterbacks that have the phenomenal first year don't have it again because you have film on them. You see them, you go, okay, you have all offseason to go, there it is.
And, of course, the counter of that is C.J. Stroud has also had 2 years to study some film. Change some tendencies. Throw the ball somewhere else.
Or it's coaching.
That could be too. DeMeco Ryans.
But I like him.
I like him too. Maybe he's not. Yeah, Texans have been mediocre at best. Excuse me. Yeah.
Bless you.
Get excited.
I know. Well, yeah, I don't know. It's always fun season because there's never. I mean, other than maybe the Bills and the Eagles, there's the constant kind of just, well, Detroit at this point.
Mm-hmm. But. It's begrudging to Detroit. You know what? We spent most of our adult and childhood lives knowing Detroit was terrible as a franchise of the NFL.
Watching those games with all their fans.
Wayne Fonts. Those are some key. Watching Chris Spielman get rocked.
Joe Harrington.
Yeah. Oh, I remember the Joe Harrington days. That felt great to be an NFC North
poor
team.
Poor Barry Sanders.
Because Calvin Johnson, too. You knew that they were going to lose 14 games every year, and now they are almost a lock to win 14 games every year. It takes a little bit to forget that. Is that everything for the NFL, I suppose?
I think
checked all the. There's other fun things.
Joe Flacco got benched.
That was an easy call. Being replaced
Dylan Gabriel.
I'll tell you, and I've said this and they'll say it a weird amount of times. Third round, left-handed, 25-year-old rookie quarterbacks who played 6 years in college. Track record for those guys being successful in the NFL is not. So
but he's a fancy guy.
I mean, this is a type of thing that gets a coach fired. Quite honestly, putting faith in your third-round rookie quarterback.
But not real. I mean, Stefanski's a great coach.
I mean, we'll see. They keep saying that. And he's won coach of the year twice.
Yeah.
I get it.
I don't think it's the coach. That's that culture. It's just...
But again, if your coach has been there long enough, maybe they're not... Maybe it doesn't matter how good his schemes are. They just don't care to hear it anymore. Because we'll stop on the NFL. Because otherwise, we go down into this. Feels like an NFL live show. Like, we could just talk for an hour about minutia of the NFL.
Is there anything else to talk about, though?
Of course.
What's
there
that?
Is. Well, the Major League Baseball playoffs have started.
Oh, yeah.
The Cubs are in the wild card. They're going against the Padres. They won yesterday to go up 1-0. They might have played today already. There was baseball on this morning at, like, I don't know, noon 30 or something. And so I'm not rooting for the Cubs, but it's a problem for me because I don't root for the Padres either. A couple of years ago, Manny Machado, the best player for the Padres, did some real, I don't know, un-baseball things.
Yeah.
To Milwaukee, we've not liked him. There's a good chance we're going to bean him in the series, which is fun to watch. And then rooting against Craig Counsell just now is in me to do. So
the Brewers don't play it until Saturday,
that
right?
is correct. It's a three-game series to open up the wild card because they have the number one seed. That's where winning that number one seed, if you're the Brewers.
When's the last time you saw them have number one seed?
Never.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Oh, 1982. Literally the year they went to the World Series. Was the only time. The Brewers...
who do they play?
It's either the Cubs or the Padres.
Oh,
depends on who wins this series. Like
Padres won today.
Okay, so that's a tied up series at one. They'll play tomorrow. The Brewers really needed this rest. They had guys like Brandon Woodruff on the injured reserve. They had a lot of their relief pitchers just coming off the injured reserve. The last 2 weeks of the season, the Brewers were playing like they were to start the year. Mediocre, flat. Underwhelming, which is not what you want. It was the best year in the franchise.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just don't want to see it end so quickly because of that. Like, they peaked at the wrong time.
Like my Minnesota Lynx?
Sure, yeah.
They lost.
They did lose. They were in the...
They're tagged to go all the way.
You know, that's one of those... What else is happening in the world of sports? Yeah, so the Brewers are in the playoffs. They start on Saturday.
If they win one series, they'll be happy.
I would, oh my gosh. Next time we talk, we have the show, they will have played, I hope, maybe the whole series by that time. Sunday.
How many games of series is it?
This is the seven. This goes up to seven.
Oh my God.
It's a long. We start getting into the length. So we're going to have, you know, two or three games by the time we talk next. And man, if they can just be up, give me 2-1, give me up in a series. Would really do something good for me. We don't need to hear doom and gloom about how the Brewers' season is over already. By the time we've talked next, I can't do that. We're not trying to do
that. Would you rather have your Brewers win a playoff series or your Packers at least win one more game or win this week's game? Who do they play?
They have a bye this week. Remember we were talking about Tucker Kraft. The Packers are our Packers
Never
are on
mind.
The bye.
It was going to be a good question, and now it isn't.
I mean, no, you could answer. The Brewers winning a playoff series to me is
more important than
the Packers winning a Super Bowl. Honestly, I've seen the Packers win a Super Bowl. They're designed to do it.
It's annoying.
Yes, kind of, sort of is.
You're a Minnesota fan living in Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys get to go to Super Bowls. You just don't get to win them.
You got
4 seconds and counting. That was quick. Way to push through.
45 seconds.
The other part is the Badger football team is playing against Michigan this week. They're 1-0. They might not win another game this year.
Pickle gone.
Please. Yeah, they should have done it last year. Yeah. They should have done it 2 years ago.
Yeah, but
they,
your Badgers never replace our coaches.
Not correctly.
Hmm?
No, not correctly. We're not talking Greg Gard. We're not doing that. We're not doing this conversation. No. So that's hard, man. Like, I want the Badgers to be good at football. Just run the ball. Give me some first-round draft picks on the O-line.
10 seconds.
All right, fine. This is an awesome show. Everybody have a great, great weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Bye, everybody.